Wonderful. Once again, we are holding a Chodesh Adar, and once again, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbe Besimcha, and once again, nobody knows why. So once again, we're going to try to make a feeble effort to explain a little bit the majesty, the overwhelming, the weight, depth, breadth of the days of Purim. We begin with two startling horrors, because tonight is Zayin Adar, Yod Zayin to Moshe Rabbeinu. And even though it's hard to believe, but Chazal put Moshe Rabbeinu squarely into the net of Purim. Ad kedei kach, that the Sam Sofer actually raises the question from the back door. The Yotzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu saved us from Haman. How could the Yotzeit of Aharon HaKohen not save us from Nebuchadnezzar and Titus? Akasha, Namish Akasha. But we are going to open with two Gemaras. And both Gemaras deal with Moshe Rabbeinu. And both of them obviously deal with Purim, with Purim. In 1 minute to find this Gemara. Gemara is here. 1 minute. The first Gemara, the Megillah, yeah. No. The first Gemara is common knowledge. First Gemara, everyone learns Megillah at some point, and anyone who learns Megillah knows that Haman threw a goyel, a poor. And this poor, the pasuk says, went from month to month, from day to day, until it landed. And where did it land? On Chodesh Adar. Having landed on Chodesh Adar, the Gemara says that Haman was favorably impressed. Why was he favorably impressed? Unbelievable. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. Yeah, my son. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. He's a man of Lashna Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel, Omid Beis. Lashna Gemara, Tone, Kevin Shenofal Pur, Bechodesh Adar. Somach Simcha Gedoy. Since it's out of Purim, so we could make our lots al Cheshmon Haman. And we could say he was the first one, the Mishenichnas Adar, Heru B'Simcha. We don't find before Haman Arim B'Simcha, Chodesh Adar. Came Chodesh Adar, the Gemara said, Somach Simcha Gedoy, there was Marba B'Simcha. What was his Simcha? The Gemara said, Omar, Nopali Pur, Beyelach, Shemais Boy Moshe. What could be better? What could be better? That's what he thought. What could be better? He had no inkling. He had no inkling. Obviously, that the reason is held in Adar. His Adar is Achris. And Achris, Adi Oide. But he had no idea that he's headed to the end. So you saw my simcha gedoyla, nobody poor, the yerach shemais by Moshe. The Gemara says, "V'loy abayoda," but he didn't know. He knew a little bit, like all those a smattering of Jewish education. He knew that Moshe died, but loy abayoda, lashna Gemara, she b'shiva ba'oda meis, or b'shiva ba'da noilat. That's the Gemara. Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, "V'shiva ba'odam meis shenema ba'om olu min hayardim ba'osal ha'chodesh." Rashi makes the kids of the cheshbon that the Gemara makes in Kedushin. Harei v'shiva ba'odam meis Moshe. U'v'shiva ba'odam noilad tiksiv ben meya ve'esem shona noichi hayoy. Hayoy molu yomayu shnoitai. That's how we know Moshe noilad. But Rashi adds four words. Kedai haleida shetechaper ala misa. Very strange. Kedai haleida shetechaper ala misa. The Rashi is overwhelming. The Rashi, and everyone talks about this Rashi. But we're going to go on because we have a more astounding Gemara in Nozia.
What top is that in the Gemara?
Yud Gimel Amud Bey. The Gemara in Nozia is Daf Yudal, one blood vita, one Yudal Omed Allah. And this, I have no words. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar, what if Reuven says, Omar, Ke Moshe v'shiva ba'odo. My. What's the din of someone who says, Ke Moshe v'shiva ba'odo? What's that supposed to mean? It's a nef that we have Rashi. That was a nef. What could the word possibly mean? Oma, Kemoisha, Yeshiva Ba'odamai. Listen to Rashi. Ah, Rashi is mamish. Oh, yeah. Where are we? Where are we? I know he's here, but just a minute.
Is that Rashi
of
Nozir? Or
which one are we? Omar. Haleini Kemoisha Beshiva Bado. The Mashma. Kemoshe shenifta b'shiva ba'ado v'shuv loy shosa yayin. Sounds like a problem to kick him up. Mi have a loshen nezira. Oy loy. Yeah, come on. Mi have a loshen nezira. Oy loy. Toysis says a little bit different. Toysis says like this: Oma ke Moshe bezayin odemau, the beyoyim hivodoy, the haynu bezayin baodo, somchu simcha gedoyla, ubeyoyim moistoy bezayin odo, mistoma rabim nodru benozir, verobu nezirim beYisrael. Machmas tsa, vehu oma v'stam ehei haynu k'moisha hoya doyesh moisha b'zayin ado v'yoy moitzoy unezires kiblalo oy v'yoy mivolde koma v'simcha kiblalo. Here he says areini, Rashi puts it areini k'moisha b'zayin ado. Does he mean k'moisha v'yoyim shenoylad? Or Kemoisha b'yom shemeis, b'yom shenoylad simcha gedoyla, b'yom shemeis mishum tzar rabu nodru benodir. Yeah, ma'ita gemara. This gemara was written for Purim. That's a pasha. But these two gemaras open up for us.
Not Rashi.
What?
Not Rashi.
Well, put it this way: Tosfos for us is sufficient. In other words, we would love to have Rashi, but we have Tosfos at least. Einiklach, and Tosfos is sufficient for our discussion.
It's in the first.
Yeah, what? 100%. Doesn't make the Gemara go away. Doesn't the Rashi? And like I said, we have Tosfos. So Tosfos makes it clear as day that we have a sofek. We have a sofek. A person said that Ein Kamoshe B'Zayin Ador. Which Zayin Ador? The first Zayin Ador or the last Zayin Ador? And if it's the last Zayin Ador, the last Zayin Ador, last Zayin Ador, says Tosfos, Rabu Nozu Benozir Mitzar and Silat Moshe. These two Gemaras made my Purim Tavshin Pei Gimel. And we can discuss them a little bit, a little bit. Let's go back a step. What happened the day that Moshe was born? What Taka happened the day that Moshe was born? And what Taka happened the day that Moshe died? The Gemara makes a deal out of these 2 days, but do we appreciate what's happening? The Pasuk in Chumash reads, Vatera Oysoi Kitoi. The day that Moshe was born, says Rashi, Nesmala Habayas Oyro. Nesmala Habayas Oyro. What was Nesmala Habayas Oyro? Chazal tell us, Nafash HaChaim is Marach Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu, the only neshama that came down without a mechitza. Moshe Rabbeinu b'shoyrish neshmosai. And Moshe Rabbeinu hoylech shnai al admas ofo. The same Moshe. There's no mechitza. There's no mafsik. Avram, Avram, there's a mafsik. You're not going to believe this, but even Havaya, Havaya, there's a mafsik. Moshe Rabbeinu, Nefesh Chaim says, Shal no lecho me'arek lecho. Moshe Rabbeinu was mezuka chachoyma. There was no choyma. The Maharal explains that's why he was aroused for time, because his body couldn't hold, couldn't keep up with his neshama. There was no astora. As soon as Moshe stood at Sinai, he had no problem expressing himself like that. But Moshe, Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke for 40 days. Speaking was a problem till Moshe coordinated the body with the soul. But the soul is Shechina Medaberes Mitagroinoi Shom Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Noilat. Nesmala Abayas Oyer. Now let us stop for one single moment and think. And what happened when Moshe left this world? Are we ready to say Moshe left the world? It went back into darkness? Of course not. Zichur Toras Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yaz Dvash, says it succinctly. But without the Yaz Vash. We're going to see in a minute. Tosfos said it. The Gemara said it. But the Yaz Vash says the Pshat is Faker. The Yaz Vash points a finger at this Gemara in Megillah. And Yaz Vash says the Gemara is backwards. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoda, Shabbashiva Ba'oda Mace, Ubishiva Ba'oda Noila. He should have said, Rabbi Yoda, Shabbashiva Ba'oda Noila. Or Bishiva Bod Ameis, which came first. First he was born, then he died. So why did the Gemara invert it? So we, the little people who are still in fourth grade, we have no problem with it. If Hashem, Rabbi Yoda, not only was he died, and Shiva also was born. But Yaz Vash was more sophisticated. And he said, it's a plea. He said, the Gemara is saying, on the day that Moshe died, he was born. He was born in the Moyach and Leiv of every Chochem. Because Moshe Shaper Karmas. Moshe disseminates Torah today, just like he disseminated Torah in his lifetime. Moshe did not die and disappear. He did not die and darken the skies. He died and illuminated the universe, because till now he was limited. He was contained, and with the day he died, there's no more containing it. He's Meir Ubo. That's how the Yaz Vash learns his Gemara. Lo Yav Yoda Amon. That it's a mistake, because Moshe never died. Now if we stop a moment, we have to understand this, because we are people that are Maminim, but they Maminim in Tchias HaMeisim. What does Tchias HaMeisim mean? We have a Mishnah in Obis. The Mishnah says, Hayiloidim Lomos. Everybody comes into this world to die. But it's not the end, it's the beginning. Va'amethe lichyot. Rashi brings in Chumash at the very beginning, Va'yitza Hashem v'kimis ha'adam, is written with two yuds. Va'yitza, says Rashi, twice. Zoyel ma'zeh, u'detchias ha'meisa. Man is not here to stay. Man is here to move on. We can't get into Olam Habo without coming into Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says, as of when is a child a ben Olam Habo? Is a child in the Gemara. As of the conception, as of the birth, as of the first Amen. But you have to come into this world to move on to the next world. When Shemina came into the world, Nesmal Abayas Oilo. So what do we think happened when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world? Nesmal Abayas, Nesmal Oilo, Oilo, Oilo. Let's push it, push it, push it, push it. And now we'll stop and think for a minute. For a minute. I'm not going to sell you Lokshan. I'm not going to say this is Pshat and Toises. But I'm going to share you, put in Tavshin Pekimot, a Pshat and Toises. What is a nothing? What is a nothing? What is a nothing? The whole world is learning Masechta Nozir. What is a nothing? The Gemara calls a nothing a choyte. A choyte. And he brings a chatas. And it's a big tumult. Why does he bring this chatas? The Ramban brings in Parshas Nozir. He brings a chatas because he's going back into the world.
Awesome.
Having been uplifted into the world of Naziris, he should remain there, climbing and growing. After 30 days to go back into the world, he's called a Choyte. Not going into Pshat, Shoyin Mechlis, that's what the Ramban says. If we hear this, we have to hear like this. Moshe Rabbeinu elevated Knesset Yisrael for 40 years. And the day that Moshe Rabbeinu dies, he says, suppose in Chumash,
40
like,
years.
What?
40 years what, in the Midbar?
40 years in the Midbar, yeah. Right? Not 38, not 39, 40, right? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Elias Day, more or less Elias Day, Hayoyim Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Leinos Hashem Lachem, Lei Bodas, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh, Yam Maisa. List 8 psukim, Parshas Kisavoy. For the Nosan Hashem Lachem, Leiv Lada, Beinayim Nirois, Vosnayim Neshmoya, Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. So we see that one of the easy psukim, a reason to stop. But Rashi was deeply puzzled. Which day? 40 years we're living with Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and says, which day? What happened all of a sudden this day that we have a Leiv Ladas? Says Rashi, Shomati. Ad Hayoyim Hazeh. Shomati. Sho'oise Hayoyim. She'nosan Moshe. Sefer Torah Levnei Levi. Kmo she'ne'ama b'pashis v'yelech. V'yitna Elokeanim Levi. Bo kol Yisrael lefnei Moshe v'amuloi, Moshe Rabbeinu, avonu, amadnu b'sinai, v'kibalnu s'atoyra, v'nitna lanu, u'ma ata mashrit es b'nai shiftech aleinu, v'yoyim v'lonu mocho, lo'y lachem nitna, lonu nitna, v'somach Moshe al adobo, v'al zoif omolem, hayoyim hazeh, niyei salom. Now Chazal say that, again, this is a Chazal, no question about it. But if we stop and think for a minute, if we were asked, at what point did Chazal come of age? We wouldn't have an answer. We would have a growling in the general stomach area, but wouldn't have an answer. At what point did Chazal come of age? Who knows? But Chazal say, the Gemara in Shabbos, Chazal Kiblu, the Me'ach HaShoyesh, when was Kabbalat HaTorah completed? When did Klal Yisrael remove all of the question marks? And again, we're not going into sugya amuka me'oid, amuma me'oid. There's no question that Sinai was Kabbalat HaTorah. There's no question, Chazal say, at Sinai, Klal Yisrael severed the head from the Eitz Hara. They said, Na'aseh v'nishma. All of that is pashut. We got Luchas Yishonis, we got Luchas Shniyos. But whatever the words mean, the Gemara says, it was a Meidor Rabba Loiraisa. And this Meidor Rabba Loiraisa was solved by Me'ach HaShemesh. That's Talmud Bavli. But there are Medroshim. You have to tell me Bavli. There's a medrash that states, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toira Nitna B'Sinai, but Hoido Hadoro Izuzo Uzo Tefarto Kvoido, 17 Lashoines of majesty and were not given until Purim. Purim, the Bosham gave Hoida Vadora Shotora, Valdenema, Laihudin, Hoisa, Oira, Oira Zutoya. These are concepts that are out of sight, out of sight. That's why.
That was the Medrash we just quoted?
Yeah.
Where's the Medrash?
Where's the Medrash? That's a very good question. I'll tell you where the Medrash is quoted word for word. In the Sefer Kuntras HaShabbos of the Koyim Eduklin, Maimed Zayin, word for word. And he makes, in case you can't count, he counts for you. And he says 17 Lashonis. And that's what it means, Vayah Elakim is Or Ki Toy. The Or Ki Toy, the Baruch Hashem gave us on Purim. Torah, Oyer, he gave us on Sinai. But oil to Torah he gave us on Purim. Chazal say, Molcha bedoyroi, ke Moshe bedoyroi. So, Losh and Chazal, Molcha bedoyroi, ke Moshe bedoyroi. Moshe Rabbeinu facilitated Na'aseh v'nishma and the shechting of the Yetzara. And Molcha tzadik, lo yichra v'yishtachave, in Shushan Abira, facilitated the shechita of the Yetzara d'Avei d'Zor. The Medrash in Shashir. But it's not only that. We're going to discuss. Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla. The Gemara wants to know, why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla? They were bezdin like every other bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu had a bezdin, Yeshua had a bezdin, Nasimikin had a bezdin. Chizkiya Melech had a bezdin, Yeshua had a bezdin, Yeshaya had a bezdin, David had a bezdin, Chizkiya had a bezdin, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way through Abaya and Rova. There was a bezdin of Shimim, Skenim, and they sat in the Lishka Sagotis, and when the Chum came, they sat in Yavne, and they sat in Tzipori, and they sat in Tveria, and they sat Shimim, Chachma Yisrael, Arzei Ravonoi, Abire, Shabbat Abire, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbeinu HaKodosh, Gedoyla HaDoyres, and the Omoise Toyra. What's special about Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla? Why are they called HaGedoyla? It's a Gemara's question. The Gemara says they're called HaGedoyla because they returned the crown to its place. What does it mean they returned the crown to its place? We're going to take a deep breath and we're going to look around at our world. Let me ask a simple question. This is really how we were planning on beginning the discussion. Our undoing is that we begin learning as children. We have no choice, but it's our undoing, because if he asked us, what's the funniest book in Kitzvei Kodesh, we would say, Mekele Sesta. But if you take any pains, to read it slowly, the problem is, everyone wants the Bakoya to finish quickly. We wait all year to finish the Megillah. We don't wait all year to hear the Megillah because it's too long. We wait all year to finish the Megillah in a hurry. So as soon as we finish the Megillah, we made it. now we get on with business. But if we spend a little bit of time listening to the Megillah, it's filled with Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Omer, Sinas Chinam, Retzach, Shmada, Shmad. Every pasuk is more frightening than the pasuk before. It's enough to give you a sleepless night. It even gave Ahasuerus a sleepless night. And yet, we think that the Megillah is funny. How? Who in his right mind could think the Megillah is funny? But we'll leave that aside for 1 minute. The Megillah Esther is the last sefer in Kitzvei Kodesh. What do we think is the lesson? What do we think is the point of Megillah Esther? In other words, why do we think the Megillah was written and put into Kisvei Kodesh? To give the kids a thrill? What is Megillah Esther? What is it? Gemara says Megillah Esther is Mechiya Samalek. It's a Shira and Mechiyat Amalek. Esther wanted that the Megillah should be Kisvei Kodesh, and Chazal told her it's not Shach, because Shlomo said clearly, 3 times we write Amalek in the Kisvei Kodesh. 1 in Parshas B'Shalach, 1 in Parshas Kisese, and 1 in Sefer Shmuel. Finished. Closed. Then the Moshtam helped. And he was mad in him, and they realized that there's a blip. Chumash is 1. B'Shalach and Kiseitzeh is 1. Shmuel is 2. And Sefer Esther is 3. Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So that Mechiyas HaMolech is expressed in Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's at the end. The end is, what happened the day after Purim? It's a funny question, but I'm going to explain what I mean. Who is the last Novi? Is Mordechai the last Novi? Now, the Gemara does have a discussion as to whether Mordechai is Malachi, or Malachi is Ezra, or Malachi is Malachi. And it's Ezra and Mordechai and Malachi. It's a machlokes, like many, many things. But Malachi is definitely the last Novi. And Malachi came and said, Ahavti Eschem, Omer Hashem, Ahavti Eschem. And Klal Yisrael react in puzzlement. Pameh Avtonu. Take, Pameh Avtonu. You burnt the Beis HaMikdash. You threw us out of Beis Yisrael. Ahavti Eschem, are you kidding? Klal Yisrael thought it's over. There was a Gedishin, there was a Machila, and now all of a sudden the Malachi comes and says, "Ahavti Eschem from Hashem, v'amarte, v'me aftonu." And the Baruch Hashem says, "Haloi och Esav v'yankin, v'oyev es yankin, v'es Esav sonesi." When was this said? This was said on the hill of Purim. Balayla hu. Nodado Shnas Hamelah. The Gemara says, it's the end. Lo Yonu, Lo Yishon, Shoy Misra. Toikve Shal Nes. The Vaisham took Haman. See, we're too busy laughing to hear what's being said. Haman spent the whole night. I can also say it's funny, and everyone starts to laugh, but it's not at all funny. Haman spent the whole night building a gallows. Govoye Chamishim Amma. Why Chamishim Amma? Chazal tell us because Chamisha Mama took Haman all the way into the Eitz Hadas, Toivara. Haman is awesome in his opposition to Knesset Yisrael. He is Eitz of himself. He is Amalek himself. And he's building and building and building and building. Gvaya Chamisha Mama. And he's going to hang Mordechai in that Eitz. And in the morning, bright and early, he shows up. And he catches Ahasuerus' attention. And the first question is, Ma lasa is laish Hashem Melech Chofetz Bikor. And you have to understand that that one was yesterday alone with Ahasuerus and Esther at a party, and tonight he's going to be alone with Esther and Ahasuerus at a party. And in the middle, he had a big meeting with Zeresh and Chachamot, and they explained to him, and he explained to them, and they had this big committee, and the whole United Nations ruled that we should build the Galus Chamisha Mama, we're going to hang Mod Chanet, and Haman is feeling, Mamish, he hasn't felt like this. He's Mamish, every. His mom is cooking with steam, and he hears the winning $1 million question. Malasos, this is his big opportunity. The crown, souls, lavush, a crown. And all of a sudden, he registers that Ahasuerus said, Maya, Aseikein, the Motcha. The Gemara says, he was astounded. Said, Motcha Yehudi. Said a lot of Motcha Yehudis. Motcha Ayyoshe B'Sha'a Melech. On top of Dovim Kol Asher Dibarto. And he comes home, Ovel V'Chafui Rosh. How did that happen? We say, what do you mean how did it happen?
Neposhe!
It's not about Poshe. The Gemara calls that Tokva Shal Nes. The bunch that made the greatest Nes in Jewish history was that night, Nodosh Tasa Melech. Because Mormon should have hung Mordechai, and that it Gavoy Chamisha Mama, because it was like Zera Chosam Etit, and Klai Yisrael were Chayiv Kloya. And the Gemara wants to know, why were Klai Yisrael Chayiv Kloya? Because they ate from the Suda of Ahasuerus, because they bowed to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. So what is going to save them? What is going to save them? And I said today to someone, what if the Megillah would read a little bit differently? What if the Megillah would read, Vayehi b'me'ad democracy? Oh, democracy. Hamoylech mehoidu ve'ad kush sheva v'sima me'yom medino v'yom emayim kishavet United Nations al kisei malchusoyim and also, Suda, universities, what are they called? Careers, money, wealth, well-being, medicine, law,
insurance,
all of the pleasures of life. Amotcha Tzadik, Rav Michael, Rav Zalman, Rav Gedalia say, don't go. And everyone says, they're out of their mind. And all the Rabbonim say, it's a sakone, technology. And we say, they don't know what they're talking about. Would we also laugh? Would also be funny? It's funny to read it that way, but we're drowning. And anything that a Rob says, from a shaitel to an IBM machine, they don't know what they're talking about. What could be wrong? That's what we looked like in the days of Ahasuerus. And they were Chayiv Kloyo. And why are we still here? Because Tok Vishal Nes. Because the Vajna made a Nes. The Nes is Avtiyaschem. There's no rhyme or reason. And that's why the Avodas Hayoyim, Chazal tell us, is because we have to understand, even without the Beis HaMikdash, the Vajna made a Nes because he loves us. And this is why Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla are called HaGedoyla, the Gemara says. Because they said, the Beis Hamikdash came down, the Nevi'im was so frightened, they stopped saying Gibor. They stopped saying Noilo. Now if the Baruch Hashem is not Gibor, and the Baruch Hashem is not Noilo, we're not saying he is not. We're saying we are no longer recipients of the Bernstein's Neura, The Weinstein is Gvuro. What is going to save us? What is going to save us? The Gemara says, the Leke, the Yotel, the Shtabisha, Kama. And what did Homan say? Yeshnoi. They Yeshenim in a mitzvah. Take a look what Shachas looks like. They Yeshenim in a mitzvah. And the Weinstein is Yoshin. Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? Two children get killed at a bus stop in Yerushalayim. Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? And that's not the first, that's not the last, that's not the only. All over the world. Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? We call it liberal, Democrat, Narishkeit, Ukraine, Russia, Narishkeit. Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? Where's Dashgocha? What chance is there for a few Yidden to exist in a world that's sharpening their teeth, looking for every opportunity to just destroy the Jewish people? What chance do we have if Ein Kibbah v'Ein Noira? The Nevi'im were shattered. What happened to Purim? Purim magic, that's Hagdoyla. So in Purim, Hein Vuraita. They made Tisha B'Av a Moed. A Moed. Tisha B'Av did not become a Moed with the destruction. With the destruction, Chayso was devastated. We're finished. We're over. We're over. What happened? Purim happened. And what did Purim facilitate? Chayso were overwhelmed. They saw some Mordechai hanging. It's Haman hanging. Not only is Haman hanging, but Nofal Pachad HaYehudim. There was a world war. We don't read the Megillah correctly. 127 Medinas HaMelech HaShveirish. Laikalu, Layomit Ish Befneim. This should have been Mechemes Goygo Mogoy. But what? But we stayed in Persia. Ah, that's nice. Haman's hanging. Now we can go back to work. We can go back to university. We don't have to leave. We thought it was tight. But it's not tight. Esther's the queen. Mordechai is the prime minister. We can stay where we are. And the Shechina did not come down in Vayishe. And Reish Lakish, 500 years later, would not say hello to a Babylonian in the street because they were the ones that caused the Shechina to remain upstairs. It's overwhelming, Purim. It's overwhelming. On the one hand, it gave us everything. Everything. Torah, Oira, Yekor, Simcha, Sosain. And on the other hand, Tavshin Pei Gimel, we're preparing for Purim, we're buying a costume. We're preparing for Purim, we're buying a paper plate with flowers. We're preparing for Purim, we're planning on what? Family get together, kids will play who knows what, and they'll sing a little ditty, and they'll have a play, and Purim is a minor festival. And a minor festival, the pleasurable experience. You get to send Shachmaras, you get to get Shachmaras, you might drink a little bit, have a good time, and 2 days vacation, maybe you'll run back and forth to the neighbor, left 2 days per, maybe you can be drunk for 48 hours. But kids, everyone's planning, everything except Chodei Kibbalah, Me'ach HaShemesh, Kabbalah Satorah. We end the Agadosh of Pesach with Echad Miyodeh. Echad Miyodeh we discussed many times here. We discussed it in terms of the mitzvah Salaylo. We discussed it in terms of other experiences. Tonight, we're going to close with the Echad Miyodeh of Purim. There's the Echad Miyodeh of Purim also, because the sum total of the Megillah, the only Sefer in Kisvei Kodesh, in which HaMelech is Malkus Shalayla. Malkus Shalayla. You say HaMelech, you mean the Bonishtayla. Ro kol af seyoret, et Yeshua Selekeinu. When we get finished the whole discussion, yes, yes, no, yes, 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 no, yes, yes. The Goy says, it was a tremendous net, because the nature itself spit out Homa. It wasn't a big miracle. It was the fabric of my separation. It cannot be. Yoshev Machsheves Homan Al Roishoy. It cannot be. The Maharal explains. A kavona to destroy Klal Yisrael consumes the one who has the kavana. That's the nature of the world that became a fact on Purim. But echad mi yodea, the Bajdam is Malkoi shel Olam, is the theme of Purim. Shnai mi yodea, the two goyalim. Chazal tell us, Mordechanesta, the two goyalim. There are always two goyalim. But these two goyalim, Yaakov Avinu saw this from the very beginning. Baboyke yoichal at, for the erev, yechalik shalom. Mordechai and Esther are the closing of Jewish Malchus, and they're going to close by destroying Amalek. That's what Amalek, that's what the Megillah is all about. Shloishem miyodea. The Gemara says, Bayoyim HaShlishi, Atulvash Esther Malchus. It says, Toises, Beschus Matan Torah. Bayoyim HaShlishi. Torah was given on the third day of Prisha, and Esther goes into Achashverosh on the crest of Yoyim HaShlishi of Matan Torah. Alba mi yodea, Ayudam oitha oiro, v'simcha, v'sosa, v'yiko, kibla toira, toira zu oiro. Hadi kibla, mech ha-shverish. Chamisha mi yodea, Motcha yosef miftah malchus, v'chamisha levushe malchus. Who remembers that before the Golas began, Yosef HaTzadik gave Binyome five chalifai smolai. Because before Kaiser go down to Mitzrayim, Mordechai is going to go out with Ne'amelech, with Vushmalchus, Tcheles, Vachu, Vatera Zor, Gedoyles, as the Goy, Talith, Utfilm, Tcheles. Mordechai Tzadik is rewired the system. Shisha Miyodeya is definitely a little bit different. Because if you remember the frightening state in which the Megillah opens, Achashverosh is busy. Baroisoi, Oishek void Malchusoi, which he called the Feres Tulosoi, that he took from Yishalayim, that he took the Golas. When we are not Zoicha, everything goes over to the nations of the world. But Shiva Miyodea, Bayoi Mashvi, Ketoy Vlev, Amelech Bayoi, Beshus Shabbos, Vashti was hung, and Beshus HaKabonis, Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech Chazal Darshan Ma'akora Velo Karshana Sheisa Admasa Sarshish Diz Aschus HaKavonas Kolom Ekiyu Lofanecha Toilem Neishona Korom Neishona Admo Mizbeach Shadoma Shiva Miyodea is our big card Shoyim Neishabas Shmoyna Miyodea is awesome. Who stops to think with what Aschus were we saved? With what schus were we saved? Two big schuyot. One is Mila. Ayudam oisoyle v'semcha v'sosay. And the other is Avoy, the big tekuna. The big tekuna, Achshvesh put on the big tekuna. That was, I wouldn't say his undoing, but that was Mo'oyle l'malo, Tarshish. As one of the Avonim and the Chayshin. Tisha Miyodea is too much. I'm going to skip it because it's too esoteric. It's too heavy to handle. But I don't want you to think that I'm hedging. I don't want you to think, so I'm going to tell you what this is. But it's too much for this discussion. I'm going to send you to the Megillah. And it's not mine. It's not mine. I'm just going to show you how right we are. You take a look. In Perek Aleph, in Pasig Vav, Chor, Kaupas, Uscheles, Achuz, Bechavle Vutz, Vargomon, Aglile Kesef, Samude Sheish, Mitoi Zor, Vochesa. All of the issues necessary for life in this world were filtered through Achashverosh because we Nechatayinu Kodinu Me'atze. Asara Miyodeya is the easiest. Asara Me'oma. Achadosa Miyodeya is a medrash, the Pasuk. The young Haman and his 10 children on the 8th Shehech in the Mordechai. V'chamas HaMelech Shoch. Shtemosa Miyodeya, but the clincher Shtai Shalta Mi Yodea. He wrote the Igroit. Shtai Shalta Benissen, and we were Neshoyer on Shtai Shalta Be'odo. From Shtai Shalta Benissen to Shtai Shalta Be'odo, we were Neshoyer. We don't realize on Shtai Shalta Benissen, some safe notes, Avraham Avinu was Nichnas Lebris. On Shtai Shalta Be'odo, they stood up from the Avelis and Moshe Rabbeinu. From Avraham Avinu until Moshe Rabbeinu, we became Amzu Yatzalti Li Tilosi Yisapeiru. The Baruch Hashem should help. We should be Zerich HaKara Mamash. Rishon Hoya, Rishon Yia. Ayudim Hoysa Oiro, Bekara Mamash, Vachodosh, Atziyo In Toya, Nizke Chulonu, Memheira Lo Oiroi.
That's
something else.
What's the Itzah Das?
I'm willing to leave it here. For the edification of the Tzibur, if someone will be kind enough to print it out, it would be very, very nice for everybody. Covered Yom Tov.
You wrote down your address.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a lefty.
It's a chisaron for
coin.
In which way?
Can you do a voda?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I call him Jim. Welcome.
What?
1430
LEVIN
1430 Gmail.
This Q, oh, is it means ant?
Yeah, that's a Gmail.
That's an ant sign?
That's a Gmail, we call it.
You know, you have ant and then Gmail.
Yeah.
So you put a Q.
Okay. Yeah, the gmail.com.
But it's 1430 and then, right. And then the ant sign.
Right, baby.
So what's 1430?
And I started teaching in I didn't have a mail, so I started teaching in Chabad 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years, whatever it was. So they said, you need a ktovet mail. I said, okay. So what? They said, take 1430 is Yichi Adonai Melech HaMashiach L'olam Ved.
Okay.
Something like that. They decided to do
that. Well, it's Giamatri or something?
Yeah.
Okay. To figure it out.
I never really made the hashbam, but.
Okay.
So, yeah.